Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Let's see. There's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahm's new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad and toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahm's strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
Ha, they won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahm's.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle sales are expected to have wrapped up for the most part, although there could be a few deals trickling into the market today as feeders try to take advantage of the market gains from earlier in the week. It'll be interesting to see if packers will even float bids today or wait to see what the next few market days have in store before they're back in the market. Given the early week bullishness in all segments of the market, the focus on sustaining this momentum will be the top priority next week. Futures trades expected to remain weak, with live cattle futures expected to be the main focus early today following sharp triple-digit losses that flooded the market yesterday. Hog futures posted limited losses in May through August futures contracts, creating significant questions about the ability to maintain market momentum, which quickly developed through the last week. Although lightly traded, the April contract still is holding the majority of weekly gains, which could help to limit further pressure today. Growing questions are developing in summer and fall contracts about the ability to maintain underlying support in the hog futures due to continued strong production and growing questions about domestic and export demand through the upcoming months. Wheat markets are higher at all three exchanges, refusing to follow through on yesterday's lower close. Despite solid export sales last week, wheat gave back a decent chunk of Wednesday's gains yesterday with stepped-up farmer movement as futures moved above $5 in Kansas City. Despite the chaotic nature of global events related to the coronavirus, farmers across the Northern Hemisphere are still going to harvest a wheat crop 60 to 90 days from now, meaning marketing cannot take a back seat just because bars and restaurants are closed. Softer corn prices overnight, with May corn staring at its first lower close in 4 days. After spending much of the session in negative territory Thursday, corn futures rallied to close green as the solid export sales report supported. And the soy complex firmer across the board, led once again by soy meal, which managed to close higher yesterday thanks to a valiant late-session rally after spending much of the day in negative territory. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
April live cattle down $3 yesterday, 105.45. June down 277, 93.55. April feeder cattle down 362, 125.10. May was down 367, 125.42. April hogs down 295, 62.90. May down $3, 62.12. Kansas City wheat, May was down 13, 3 quarters, 487 and a quarter. July was down 13 and a half, 491 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May down 11 cents, 569. And July was down 11 and a half, 556 and a quarter penny. May corn up a quarter penny, 348 and three quarters. July up 3 quarters at 354 and a quarter. May soybeans down 1 1/4, 880 and a quarter. July was unchanged at 884 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.